At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
Yay. There she is.
Yay.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The gang's all here.
Yay.
So, you guys sounded great last week.
Nah.
I didn't hear that much.
I wouldn't expect you would. You had time off. What are you doing listening to the radio?
Well, it was funny because I listened for a while and I'm like, I'm getting a little stressed out.
Exactly.
But I did hear some, and I thought that you guys did great. Bob, congratulations on your debut sidekick gig. That was nice. I enjoyed it. Vinny, you sounded masterful, commanding.
I sounded like a robot, but Bob sounded a mitt. I just, you know, I got the...
Well, you had double duty.
You need to be the adult in the room. I went, great. Well, there goes my fun. Yeah. Bob was amazing, though. I really liked it. I thought she stepped up and did a great job. And actually, Maddie did a great job, too. The board is fickle and does things that you, as I've watched it happen to you, it does stuff.
It hates us. It actually, this board hates me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, no, it hates Maddie, too. So it's
oh, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
No, it hates everybody.
At a few hateful moments.
Nah, there was a
few. Did you remember to turn it to manual every time?
That I got down. Anybody who's listening at this time of day heard a few little things.
Hopefully we're on right now. I mean, we are, right?
Yeah, we're on.
Yeah, looks good.
It was my job today. I gotta make sure on the air.
Anyway, why don't you tell us about something fun? How was your vacation?
It was so awesome.
Good.
Like, there were just so many awesome things about it.
Let's hear it.
It was, it's so boring, though. Like, no one wouldn't.
How's that boring? So awesome vacation.
Even yesterday we just had nothing to do and my son's home. And so I was just like, this is so relaxing. And I sat on the couch and was thinking about coming in here today. And I thought that's going to perk me right back up. Like I feel like I could easily be a couch potato. I found that out last week. I'm like, this is just so relaxing. Or hot tub potato, I guess. Cooking me in there. We had a small 4th of July party and it was super fun.
Did you go to that?
And the jam was on. No, you did the rooftop deck.
I did.
Right?
I did party at my place on the rooftop deck.
Yeah.
With okay. The neighbors.
And you
stuff.
Had a party, right?
Christina threw a party, yes.
Yeah.
Our family threw a party.
Yeah. I was gonna
honestly, I wouldn't even try to take credit. She's super into it. She goes all out.
What'd you guys cook?
Carnitas.
Oh, nice.
So, and then neighbors brought stuff. There was way too much food, lots of laughs, good times had, no fires, no fireworks.
Yeah.
Everything was, and that I, that's the way I wanted it. I really.
Well, no fires, and, as always.
And later,
best wishes.
Even though we got through ours okay, I heard there were some fires set from the fireworks, and it's just sucks.
We had a huge fire in Oakland. We just sat and watched it. I mean, it was giant. It was you could see it from all around.
Directly related to fireworks, right?
I'm not sure if that one, if they pinned it on it yet, but it took out like almost a block of
it stands
building.
To reason. I mean, people are shooting off fireworks. They are on fire. It can happen. We know that well, which is why we're not allowed to have them
right
in our backyards.
We did do, this is the missus, you know, going all out. She got a second fire pit, a mobile one.
Oh, you have two fire pits now.
Well, we got the one that's connected to the whatever that is, the gas of the house, and then another one. And that's the one she set a fire and everyone did s'mores.
Aw.
I have to admit, they don't taste bad, but they're messy as hell and totally not worth all that effort. Like, they're good. It was good. I ate it and went, okay, chocolate is all good. But all of the getting the firewood and this extra pit and the sticks and the kids and the marshmallows and the end, I was like, I'll take a chocolate chip cookie or a couple scoops of ice cream.
Ah, humbug. Oh, my gosh.
You love a s'more.
It's great.
I would never eat a s'more.
Right? Yeah,
never.
They're not that
never
great.
Eat one?
They're not.
Because I will just eat the marshmallow. I don't care about the chocolate or the dusty graham cracker. No, thanks. I'm not into it. Give me I'll even burn my marshmallow and prefer that to a s'more.
I like a little burn around.
It tasted fine. I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it. I'm just saying that a lot went into getting that moment. And then you're done. Like, you know, for me, dessert is, I like it, but I want it to be the dessert I want. I'm not into, try this.
Oh. God, I love trying new things.
No.
What if you discovered some taste sensation that you hadn't
you
previously known?
Would you love a bite of fruitcake? No, thanks.
I'd try it, though.
You would?
I mean, what if it was delicious? You know?
Yeah, but what if you took this big bite and went, well, there went my dessert calories, and I didn't like that. I spent my money in the wrong place.
I would just spit it out. I'm not going to, if it was gross, I'd just like, be like, that's not worth it. Get it out of there. I thought, you know, listen, we live in California. It's funny because we're going to, in the end of July, I'm going back east and we're having a big lobster cook and, you know, do all that stuff. And I have to do two of the dinners and two of the lunches for however many people. It's like maybe 12 or 15 people that are all going to gather. My cousin has ALS and we're all seeing him as much as we possibly can.
I understand, but who's in charge of telling each person which days and which meals they'll be?
There isn't a schedule yet. I started talking to his wife because I know that they're going to be overwhelmed and he doesn't want to go to restaurants because he's in a wheelchair now. And so it's just a whole thing. So we're going to.
Man, that went fast.
It hasn't even been a year.
That went fast.
Well, he can still get up, but he can't. His legs are unreliable.
It went fast though, right?
It feels really fast. ALS is just tragic. It's blah, blah, blah.
What does Michael J. Fox have?
He has Parkinson's.
Oh, different. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But anyway, so we have this whole thing. And as I was thinking about it, I'm like, okay, well, these people are coming in. My cousin niece, I don't even know. She's my first cousin once removed. My kid's first cousin. No, second cousin. Who cares?
She knows this stuff.
Okay, all right.
How are they related to you?
My first cousin's daughter. My first cousin once removed.
That's your first cousin once removed.
My kid's second cousin.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so she's flying in from Hawaii. I don't know, but everybody has, that's good. Everybody has their dietary restriction. Like, that is a fully, growing up, you went and they cooked and you ate what they gave you. And you, I don't know, had a stomach ache later because you have a wheat allergy. It's become so difficult.
Or you didn't eat and you got a spanking.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yes, Vinny.
I'm not eating this crap.
So as we're planning out this dinner, I'm like, well, we got to find out if anybody's, you know, wheat-free, dairy or gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan. So we only had, I don't know, maybe 15 people over. And we had two vegans. Three gluten-free, one gluten-free, dairy-free. Like,
oh my God.
Everybody has this, and tons of vegetarian, and a couple of people were vegetarians. I think only like four people of all of us would actually eat meat. And so there just had to be so many different things made. And I thought, well, this is exhausting. And I hope that maybe these East Coasters won't have that. Like in California, it does feel like everybody's got something. Does anybody in this room or in that room, are you a vegetarian?
No.
Are you gluten free?
No.
So you're obviously not a veg, not a vegan.
Nope.
What, any kind of dietary restrictions?
I don't eat shrimp, but it's okay if it's around.
But
you don't like it.
No.
Are you
allergic
to it?
No, I'm not allergic to it. I decided definitively I don't want to eat it.
What are you going to get shrimp?
Yeah, that's interesting because shrimp is like the most basic of all the meats.
Well, I really don't want to say because I don't want to ruin it for anybody. But I had it. People love it, right? And so for years I've been, okay, well, I'll just try it this time. Maybe this time I'll like it. Because, you know, things come and go in your taste buds. Sure. And then I just had this epiphany.
Oh. Well, no, you're right, though. Don't ruin it.
What's the epiphany? You don't want to know.
That it's bug.
Yeah. Bugs of the sea.
Yeah, I don't like eating bugs.
Oh, that's
same
not
with
that
lobster.
Big of a...
They're just... No, that's crazy.
It's a giant bug.
It's a big filter. It just filters stuff in.
She eats them whole.
I. That's cool.
You don't eat lobster either?
No.
How about crab?
I love crabs.
Well, same thing.
No.
No, it is.
Crustacean, not a bug.
Absolutely is a bug.
It's 100% a bug.
They eat the same thing lobsters
They
eat.
Don't taste like bugs, okay? But shrimp and lobster taste like bugs.
Oh,
okay.
That is,
you know,
fun.
What?
That's, all right.
Okay.
You have a fatal flaw in your theory, but that's okay.
Yeah.
She just happens to like crab. She's just eating the legs, though, you know? So you're eating bug legs. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's fair.
Yeah. Well... Anyway, I'm just saying it's a difficult management thing. And I'm like, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. We'll go there and we'll cook our meals that we're going to do. We're going to do,
figure it out, right?
We do an acai bowl at my house that contains no acai. Like, that's the one thing I don't like about acai bowls. So we just make our own, like,
don't like acai.
I don't like the flavor of it.
Me neither.
Yeah. And I don't like how they sweeten it. It's like really sweet and it's got that acai thing going on. I'm like, just give me strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries with some Greek yogurt, put it in the blender and make it into like a thick smoothie, freeze it for a little while. We use that with peanut butter and granola, nuts.
Acai bowl, hold the acai, please.
Yeah, I want the like sherbet-y stuff, but I don't want it. It's so gross.
All right.
Anyway, it's always the thing that's left in my plate. I'm like, well, I ate around that. You know, I like the cold. It's nice. But I was saying, you want my acai? Here, I'm all done. So we're going to do those for one of the lunches because that's nice. I mean, it's more breakfasty, but I don't know. We have all these plans, but I'm very sensitive to everybody's dietary restrictions. And I never really thought that I would. It never occurred to me growing up. Like, it just wasn't a thing. And nowadays, everybody's.
We had a veg at our 4th of July party.
Just one veg?
Yeah.
No gluten-free?
And she's a good friend. And I was like, I will run out and get something that she, you know, she can add to the beans and the other stuff that we have here for dinner. And I got there and there was the Impossible Burger. And some other thing that looked like a pound of ground beef, but it wasn't.
Uh-huh.
And so I just went, I better get both. Mm. I got both. And then she took the burgers and made those into some ground blah for the beans and other stuff.
So she just added
she
that
made
in.
She made that as tacos and it was fine. Yeah. And then when she left the other.
Yeah. Those Impossible Burgers are good.
The Impossible Burgers were fine.
But
this
ground not
fake
meat.
Ground not meat thing is going in the trash as soon as I get home today.
It's fine.
I don't know what to do with it.
Well, you throw it away is all.
Or make some hamburger helper. Just use it.
No, because then you're still eating it.
That's the problem. I would wish she'd taken it is my point.
I don't want a veggie burger, you know. Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, please, won't you take this with you?
I went out and got you extra veg stuff.
Right. That was nice. It's considerate.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's what you gotta, if you're hosting, you gotta be considerate of everybody's needs.
That's where I jumped
in. Everybody has so many needs.
At some point, you just have to say, this is what's here.
Yeah.
Bring your own food if you can't eat my food.
I know. There is a temptation there to say that. But it's not. Doesn't feel right.
415 just texted in. Just give Bob shrimp or lobster and tell her it's chicken.
Yep.
That's what we do with the kids in our life.
Exactly.
My daughter was eating a pork taco going, this chicken's delicious. Yep. Sure.
Chicken
it
is. As we told my sister, everything was chicken.
That's what's so funny about that text. It's what you do.
This chicken's delicious as she's, you know, eating the fish that she hates.
Yeah. My nephew just called everything. That's fish chicken. That's pork chicken. He just added chicken to every meat. And,
all different kinds of chicken.
They're all different kinds of chicken.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're back. The gang's all here. I'm sure we have a lot of other things that'll come up. Oh, and I'm sure you've got to tell me if you've already done the story. Make sure I don't repeat anything.
We can always rehash.
Yeah. I suppose, right?
Don't worry.
And thoughts about it. All right, KLC, KLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here is a song. See you in a sec.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.